It's the Flying Falcon Radio Show here with Jamari Merriweather,
Johnny Fenderson,
and Michael Funches.
And this week here at Fulton High School, it's just, let me tell you guys, it's really busy. Ain't that right?
It's really, really, really busy.
This week and next week, we just got a bunch of events going on here at the school, yes. Here in outside of the school. So just be prepared of all the stuff that we're throwing at you today. First things first, what we got here on Tuesday, which is tomorrow,
yes,
is the end of the first grading period.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
everybody need to catch up on their grades before it actually happens on Tuesday.
Yeah. For a lot of students, it's just, that's scary.
Yes.
Not necessarily everybody. I mean, only the people who has been slacking in the past couple of weeks, which really shouldn't have happened.
Shouldn't, because, yeah.
You know,
because it haven't been that long that we was in school. So nobody should have been slacking.
I mean, I usually, you know, get A's, straight A's and B's and stuff on my grades, but I got this one class just because I didn't do the summer reading for it, so I got
a little bit.
I'm pretty sure everybody got that one class where it's kind of like hard to catch up.
I feel like it feels like it's a little too soon for the end of the first grading period.
I mean, but you got to realize like life it really happens like really quickly.
Yeah.
Like it hits you before you even know it. That's why sometimes I'm happy about life, but then at the same time, I'm not, because life can be complicated even at a young age. Like you'll finally understand like what's really happening, but at the end of the day, you really can't get mad, because all you can do is just be thankful that God has woken you up and let you be blessed to see another day. So I mean, I really can't complain about my life, but I do thank God for letting me live and breathe another more air that He has, you know, put on this earth for me.
So I
really too much can't complain.
Also on Tuesday, we are having a group called Intro Knoxville.
Just touring the school.
And they're touring the school. I wonder what's that about. Like,
well, what I hear is it's just a bunch of, you know, business people touring the school, looking at a radio station, just looking, oh, this is nice, and then maybe just carrying on with their day, you know, because they're
business people.
We've never seen them again.
Hope it really does go as well, because has put a lot of effort in.
He has.
And
he has.
Hard work into this, so I hope he'll be happy about it. Hopefully, we'll do a good job. I know we will. I have faith in us.
Yes. So, what we got on Wednesday?
Having a show called Stop the Violence from 7 to 8 p.m. And, you know, I really think that should be good for our community to have, like, a little show about stopping the violence, because really young males are losing their lives based on gun violence. And, you know, my little cousin Zay died from gun violence, and protecting two people that he really cared about. And, you know, sometimes good people are just at a bad place at the wrong time. And, you know, I understand sometimes that's life, but I just don't understand why does it have to be the people that you're so close to. I mean, if anything, sometimes you'll feel like, why not me or why not anybody else?
Yes.
You know, sometimes God has a purpose for things or why things happen. But, you know, you really can't complain and you really can't hold back. But, you know, sometimes the past is the past and you just got to move on.
Yeah, I believe this is going to be a good program for the school.
Yeah, it will.
And a good program to show everybody out there that you got to carry on. Basically, like, you got to change your ways out inside these streets, because these streets it's just not good out there. Like, everybody get into gangs and all types of stuff like that, but don't really know what actually happens in the gang, even though people out there show you what actually happens in a gang. Like, they're just not.
I think the significance of this show that's happening, that's being filmed at the show, is that I think all three of the major TV stations in Knoxville are broadcasting it, and they're asking people to stay after school at, you know, what time? Is it 7?
It's 7 through 8.
7 through 8.
So to stay after and, you know, be a part of the broadcast, and I think that brings a lot of good credit to the school. And
it does.
So,
you know, but
speaking of TV shows, you know, on Thursday we got another TV show filming at the school, second day in a row, called Homicide Hunter. And that's just another drama series.
Oh yeah, and also if any students want to be in the show, they can actually be in it.
They can sign up.
They can sign up for it.
Be an extra.
You know, I think that's good, because I think people need to start persuading kids to get involved in many things, even though that some people have the mindset of not doing things. But I think it'll be good for the kids to, you know, get involved into a whole bunch of stuff because, you know, this where gun violence and, you know, all the drama and stuff starts. It starts with us and our community in our schools, because if kids don't have activities to do to keep them occupied, then what are they going to follow? They're going to look up to people that they shouldn't look up to and then get caught in things that they shouldn't. And then once you get caught up in that thing, you can't get out of it, because once you're there, you're there. There's no turning back. Yeah. So I think it's our job to start with ourselves in order to change the community and other people. We have to change ourselves and, you know, try to talk to as many people as we can to get them to change their mind and, you know, actually care about the lives about other people, and just not other people, but as themselves as well.
Yes. That's good.
What we got on also, Thursday?
Yeah, also on Thursday, we are having Magnet Open House at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's for 8th graders incoming.
Yep.
Yes.
Thinking about joining the communications
SOC,
and I think that's very exciting for them. It can be, because, you know, they can learn a lot of stuff in communications.
And you can really, you can have a lot of fun in communications. I mean, we have some good things. You know, I'm glad to be in communications. I mean, even though I was in a magnet program, really haven't had no choice, but if I didn't have a choice, I still would have picked communications, because, you know, I like being in radio and I like talking on air and everything. It's fun once you get used to it.
It is fun. It is fun.
I like theater. Yeah. You know, I like acting.
You teach the young people, you know, it's just, it can be fun. And I'm sure that on Thursday, they will know once we teach them what all they can do. You can be in TV, radio.
It's basically what you make it.
Yeah.
If you don't make it fun, then it's not going to be fun for you.
Exactly. Man. And I hope it does give these kids a character of their own, you know, as an individual.
Gives them some insight on what they want to do when they grow up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think once they get into it and, you know, take it more serious like we do, I think they'll be pretty good and do all right. And hopefully that they will. Because they can learn a lot just based on the little things. And it can carry on to be a long way.
And on Saturday, we're having a special magnet open house
for 8th graders.
It's called Sneak Peek for 8th graders.
Magnet Sneak Peek. And that's when they come in and do a special project.
In certain classrooms, you know,
such as like being on the radio, being on TV. You can do a bunch of other stuff, graphic design. That's when they come in and do a little project and see how they like it. I think that's pretty cool.
We didn't,
we
didn't have that.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
We came in first day. It was like we did tours, but we never got hands-on experience.
Yeah.
When we were in 8th grade. So I think that's you know, that's also really a good opportunity.
Also on Saturday, have a game, Fortnite Carter game at Carter. So that'll be a really good game because we had a good game last year. So I hope it'll go well, and I hope we come up with the win.
I heard Carter's gotten better this year. I heard that they're stepping up. But I feel like,
probably, but they did lose a couple of good players last year as well. I mean, we're good as well. I mean, I think, how many games did we lose? One?
We lost about one or two.
So far, we're
up there.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good.
We've been doing pretty good. That's all for right now.
For right now. We'll be back in a few minutes here with a little short PSA from the people in the radio room here with the Flying Falcon Morning Show here at WKCS 91.1.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Michael Funches,
Jamari Merriweather,
and Johnny Fenderson
at WKCS 91.1 Fulton. Tomorrow we have a game, Pigeon Forge playing Fulton here at Fulton.
And I heard that they're not good. It's going to be Blowout City.
Yes, it's going to be Blowout City.
Blowout City.
Yes.
You know, K-Town, you know, can tell Joe, you know, everybody gonna be doing their thing, lights out from beyond the arc and everything.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty amazing that we have a couple of freshmen that are starting on varsity and at the start of lineups. And the crazy thing about it is that there are some juniors that's on varsity as well, and they've been playing JV ever since freshman year.
Yeah.
And it's pretty tough to compete.